Another game where people who know a lot see if they know just a little more. It's called Not My Job. Long before Lindy West first came to national attention as a contributor to This American Life and an author, and now a columnist for the New York Times, she was working and writing here in Seattle, which means that Seattle knew years before the rest of us, if you come at Lindy West, you best not miss. Lindy West, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thanks so much.
So you grew up here in Seattle. You're an actual Seattleite.
Yes, born and raised. My parents and I all went to the same high school, not at the same time.
No, that would have been weird. I was reading your book, Shrill, which is a great book, hilariously funny. And you were a very different person growing up than you are now.
Yes, I was very shy and weird, and I just wanted to hide it sort of under a blanket and never talk to anyone. Like in the book, you know, when I was 8 or something, I just peed in my chair because I was afraid to ask the teacher if I could go to the bathroom. And it wasn't like the first day of school. It was like I'd been there for months and she was really nice.
Let's just put this briefly. You're not like that anymore.
No.
You have this chapter in your book about going to a menstruation festival, which is truly one of the great things ever.
Yeah, it was the red tent moon ceremony.
Yeah.
It was just a bunch of ladies sitting in a fake tent. It wasn't in a real, like they made a pillow fort essentially inside a community center.
Yeah.
And then we sat on the floor and like ate Hershey bars.
Oh, that sounds fun.
I know.
I would do that.
That would be great. I mean, you know.
No, you're not welcome. This is our thing.
Damn it. You were famously on Twitter, and then you weren't.
Yes.
You decided not to be on Twitter anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah, I didn't either. And it turns out there's just a button. And then...
What is it like to be able to think things for more than 15 seconds? Because I don't remember.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it sucks. I admit, I love Twitter.
I was going to say, when I met you, you have that well-rested look, and I wanted to know what it was, and now I know.
No, you know, it's amazing.
It's got that glow.
So are you saying you haven't read a Trump tweet in real time for a year?
Oh, God.
You're the luckiest person in America.
Wow.
What is that like?
Yeah, but I'm also going to be like, the last one to make it to the bunker when the bomb, you know, like, because I have no idea.
The bunker's full. Yeah. The bunker's already full.
That's fair.
Hey, guys, where'd you all go? Guys? You wrote here in Seattle for The Stranger, and you wrote for Jezebel, the feminist website, and you wrote your book, and now you write for The New York Times.
Yeah.
What is that like? Do you have to like wear a tweed jacket with patches?
Yep.
What do you have to do?
Yeah, the failing New York Times.
The failing New
York Times, yes.
It is terrifying. So I built my personal brand on like all caps and like farts and just horrible vulgarity. And I can't do any of that at all.
Oh, I know. When they brought you in, they said, Lindy, we admire you. We think you're interesting. We want to bring your voice to the Times. But there's a few rules around here.
They didn't even give me that talk. I think they were like, come on, you know. You have to have dignity,
right.
You know, and...
Dignity.
I know.
Do you find, because you, of course, famously were trolled a lot on Twitter. You engaged one of your trolls in a great This American Life story and a chapter in your book. But... do you find that the trolling that you get from the New York Times is different? is it more sophisticated?
What I get from the New York Times is like, well, I don't delve into the comments, but I do get like 10,000 word emails from, you know, 70-year-old men explaining to me.
Oh God, it's my father, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
I'm sorry.
It'll be like, here's a few things you need to know about women's lib. Yeah, like I like it's actually very charming in a way. It's instead of like 1,000 tweets a day, I get like once a week I get a couple just tedious emails.
Yes.
It's a different life. It's a new world for me. I am reborn.
I know. Tedium instead of like vicious misogyny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets us better.
Yeah.
Well, Lindy West, it is a personal pleasure for me to meet you because I'm such a fan. But we've in fact asked you here to play a game we're calling
Jesus Christ.
So. You are Lindy West.
I see where this is going.
We're going to ask you about your probable relative, Kanye West.
Yes.
So I saw that coming. Answer two questions correctly about the man who gets to wake up to Kim Kardashian most every day, and you'll win a prize for one of our listeners, the voice of their favorite wait person on their voicemail. Bill, who is Lindy West playing for?
Carrie Lapina of Everett, Washington.
Now, we were looking into this, and I actually found a column that you wrote, I think, for Jezebel about Kanye West.
Oh, God. Whatever. Okay.
We were wondering when we were coming up with this, we're like, what, maybe you're a huge fan, and you'd, like, know all this stuff and correct us.
No.
No.
I mean, I really actually do love Kanye quite a bit, but I wouldn't say that I know things.
All right.
About anything.
Well, we'll find out. Here's your first question.
Okay.
So Kanye West is a huge international star, global fan base. With fans across the globe. In Beijing, his fans call him Kanye, which is obvious, but it just so happens that in the Beijing dialect of Chinese, Kanye means what? A, quote, guy who steals your noodles with his chopstick. B, quote, someone who brags a lot with no actions to follow it up. Or C, quote, essentially TMI.
Okay, I'm gonna go with C,
TMI?
Yeah.
No, it was actually B. Kanye is an idiomatic phrase meaning someone who brags a lot with nothing to back it up.
That's so on the nose.
I know. So I was like, it can't be that one.
What did it mean before Kanye?
I know. All right, you still have two more chances here.
Okay.
In 2008, Kanye went to jail briefly for destroying a paparazzo's camera. Who did he call with his classic one phone call? A, John McCain, mistakenly thinking he had been elected president and might be able to help him. B, the paparazzo himself, asking him if he had gotten a good photo of him coming for the camera. Or C, he used his one phone call to order Chinese food delivery to the jail.
I'm gonna go with B.
You're gonna go with B?
He called the
paparazzo? Who he had just attacked.
C? Is it C?
Like
I really want you to win the thing. Everyone seems to be yelling at me.
Okay. Again, not something you're not used to.
I know,
so.
It's true. I feel nothing. But
just because you're emotionally numb to it doesn't mean you won't listen.
Okay, I will go with C.
You're going to
see
and you're right. In fact, you already said it. Why not? All right, here's the last question. If you get it right, you win everything. Everything there is to win, you will win if you get this right.
And if she gets it wrong?
Terrible thing. Oh my God. Humiliation, awfulness.
Okay.
Last question. Kanye recently was quoted by his own wife saying that something doesn't get enough credit. What was it? A, pollinating insects. B, Art Garfunkel. Or C, his own wife's boobs.
Oh, you guys sound split.
I need you guys to be unified in your murmuring.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys have a feeling?
My inclination would be C because.
Because
Kanye loves.
Yeah.
I mean, those boobs are amazing.
What else would they talk about?
Seriously. Exactly.
Okay, I'm gonna go with C.
And you're right.
Oh. Yeah.
This is the quote. Kim told GQ magazine, quote, "Even though I'm an ass girl, Kanye always says my boobs don't get as much credit as they deserve." Unquote. Bill, how did Lindy West do in our quiz?
She got 2 out of 3, so she's a winner.
Congratulations, yes! Lindy West, thank you so much. She's a contributing op-ed writer for the New York Times. She's the author of The Trill. Lindy West, thank you so much for being on with us on
Thank you.
Television.